Good morning, everybody. I just pray that you are well today. Let us just open in prayer. Father, we just want to worship you. We just want to adore you. We want to thank you. We want to praise you for every good gift and every good thing that comes from you. And we just pray, Lord, as we go through this message today, that you would just bless us and challenge us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, this whole week I've been thinking about how God goes about challenging us. But I just wanted to ask you a question. Did you know that God has a unique plan for you? Now, I'm not talking about the plan that one day you will know the plans that were for you. But God says in Jeremiah 29:11 that he knows the plans that he has for you. And those plans are for your good, modern translation. Now, God has plans for you right now, today. Yes, he has. And he will often push you in a direction or will prompt you by giving you an opportunity to do something. And if you choose to do his plan, you will do amazing things through you and you will be blessed. However, you have the choice to reject it. And that's also fine with God. God will just go to the next person and offer him or her the same opportunity he offered you. However, you will not experience the joy of doing his will for that specific task. It's got nothing to do with your salvation. It's just that you either accept it or you reject it. I'm always aware that I'm not the best person or pastor for this church or best person to do evangelism in Malawi. I'm very aware of that. I'm not the best. There are people far better than me, more qualified than me to do the task at hand. But I know one thing for sure, church. I know one thing for sure, family of God. I heard the call of God and I'm doing what he called me to do. And so this is energizing. I cannot explain it. It gives you something to focus on, something to wake up to, something to put all your effort into. And not because you're going to get a reward, and you will, but because you're doing something that God has asked you to do. And so you do to the best of your ability. And let me start by saying, God will speak to anyone. In fact, he even spoke to a donkey. Balaam's donkey, you might remember, even that donkey was speaking. So God can speak to anyone, even a donkey. And he'll even speak to you. So I'm no one special, and so is no one else who hears from God. No one is special. But God promises in his word, in John chapter 10, 14 and 15, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Are you God's sheep? Well, God says, he knows you, and you know him. For just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay my life down for the sheep. So if you know God, then you'll hear his voice. And that's a promise. But you have to know him, brothers and sisters. You have to know him, church. You can't just know about him. You know, I often say, I know Thabo Mbeki. I know Nelson Mandela. I know Prince George. I know Queen Elizabeth. But the problem is they don't know me. Don't know about God. He needs to know about you too. So, you're not special when you hear the voice of God, because that is natural for every born-again Christian. It's natural for any Christian who will take the time to spend with God and be sensitive to his word. And God will speak to you. That's a promise. So, if you take the time, church, if you'll listen to God's word and do what he tells you, then you too can do exploits for him. And sometimes God gives you assignments to do. And please, again, don't think I'm super spiritual because God gives me assignments. No, he will give you assignments. Like I call it, God gives me assignments. It's not like Mission Impossible. This is your mission. If you choose to accept it, click the accept button. Once you click it, it tells you what the mission is. And it says, this mission will self-destruct in 10 seconds. It goes, the whole thing blows up. No, it usually comes from a physical call from someone, or an idea you have, or a thought in your head, or something you see, or something that you see that you can fix that issue or do something about it. But the thought is there, and you know that it's God, so you do it. You know, I can't explain this any better way. You know, when you get that call, when you get that assignment from God, you know it's God. You know, I either do this or I don't. So if you think I was someone special, you know, you're totally wrong. I'm just like any other person. To think that I am someone special, or to think that God only speaks to me, would just be plain pride and arrogance. And if you think I'm like it, I repent. I'm no better and no more spiritually qualified than anyone else. I'm not trying to boast or exalt myself. If anything, I boast in God and I exalt His wonderful and holy name. That is not my plan, and this message is not about that. But I do spend a lot of time with God in His Word, and He really, really speaks to me. He will do this for anyone. Any one of you who are hearing me tonight, if you will take the time to be with God and spend time with Him, you will hear Him. Hear me. The basis of this message today is that God can speak to anyone, not only to pastors, to anyone who will do, who will listen to what He asks us to do. Yes, God can speak even to you. Yes, you. He does, and He's speaking to you every day. You're just not hearing Him. The problem is, like a radio station, if we're not tuned into a specific radio station, we can't hear the signal. You need to tune into God. And how do we tune into God? Well, you spend time with God. You take the Word, you read the Word, you speak to God in prayer, and you hear what He's saying to you. He speaks to you through the Word, and He speaks through to you that still small voice in you. You'll identify it. You'll know it's God. You know, about 5 years ago, I became aware of God giving me these assignments. You know, I'd been getting them before, but I never realized them until God started giving me these assignments. About 2016, around about there. And it sounds like a good idea, but I just knew it was God, you know, and I had to do them. I remember my first assignment, which I'm talking about now, 2016, so that's actually 4 years ago, was a method that God taught me to pay for an outreach in Malawi. He prompted me to give, and I would told me that I would have to give whenever He prompted me to do it. And so when He prompted me, I would log on to my bank account, and whatever was in my bank account, I would give 10% of whatever was in my account. You know, we never lacked a thing in our household. I received money from the strangest places legally into my account. And one cheese in Hewlett-Packard that I didn't even know about that just paid out thousands of rand into my account. And over 2 months, I collected all the money to pay for a 16-day outreach in Malawi, not only for me, but for my team of three other people as well. All the accommodation, all the transport, all the food, everything. Another one was to write a booklet for new beginners, or new believers, sorry, where I explain to a new believer what one does after he's made that commitment to Christ. I cannot tell you how much this book has blessed me and new believers all over the world. I just cannot tell you. You know, when you do what God tells you to do, it's amazing. There have been many assignments that I've accepted and completed, which have brought me great joy and satisfaction. But sadly, there are many times I've missed it, and I've never experienced the joys that God could have done through me by doing those assignments. So let me tell you of an incredible assignment Jesus gave to every one of us, and then I'll tell you of the assignment God has given me over the past week. This assignment was given by Jesus to His disciples. He had just seen Him crucified, dying, and then He rose again, and they saw Him in their midst. And now Jesus is about to go back to heaven and ascend back into heaven. And He tells His disciples this part that I'm going to read to you. And it's found in Matthew 28, 16 to 20. It's the very, very, very last verses of Matthew. And in fact, it's the very, very last words of the parallel passage of Mark 16, verse 14 to 20. It says, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of time.'" This assignment that Jesus gave his disciples, but also to you and me and everyone else hearing this message today, was to go, not stay at home, but to get up and to go into the world. "But God, I don't have money." God said, "Go." "God, I don't have, God, I'm not a good speaker." God said, "Go." "I'm not a pastor." God said, "Go." "I'm not this." God said, "Go." No matter what the excuse we can think of, the command of Jesus was to go. So where do we go? What do we do? Well, it says to us, go into the world. So go out of your house. Go into the people outside of your house. Go into the world and make disciples of all nations. That means black, white, Indian, colored, whatever nation, whatever language group, whatever you come across, whatever type of people group you're coming across, make disciples. How do you make disciples? By baptizing them and then teaching them to obey everything that Jesus has commanded. Sounds simple, right? So then why are you not doing what Jesus, our Lord and Savior, has commanded us to do? Ain't no, hey? Sure. You know, love is spelt with four letters. The reason why we do not do or not want to follow his command is because we are not in a relationship with God. We're not speaking to him every day. We're not hearing him speak back to us. And therefore, we don't hear or know of his commands. In fact, our God might as well be dead. So we live our lives the same old way and never achieve anything because our God's dead. Are you too busy spending time on other things because your God's dead? Well, as I said before, love is spelled by four letters. T-I-M-E. Where you spend your time is where you show where your love is. Are you spending time in front of the TV? Then your love is the TV. I'm sorry. Are you spending your time on sport and stats of sport? And well, then your love is the sport. Or anything else, good or bad, that you spend your time on that is not spending time on God. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with watching sport. There's nothing wrong with watching television. But if all your time is spent there and not with God, you have serious problems. Jesus said it this way, "For where your treasure is," in Matthew 6:24, where your treasure is, where your time is spent, the thing that you focus on, where that is, there your heart is also. So where your time is being spent, that is where your treasure is. Now, whatever you love, you treasure. And whatever you treasure, you protect and you feed. So my question to you today is, what is your treasure? What are you spending your time on while we're in lockdown? Is it God? That will answer why you're not hearing his voice and not doing exploits for him, according to Daniel 11:23. To hear God's voice, we need to hear it. We need to spend time with God. We need to hear his voice and do his will or what his word says to us. I cannot explain to you what tremendous power, excitement, motivation, getting pumped when you're doing the things of God, and my ad finances too. You know, one thing I was saying to Pastor Stanley all the time, I was tired. I was working till like 1, 2 in the morning. And all I could say to him, "Pastor Stanley, I am so pumped to do this assignment." Life is too short not to spend time with God. It's too short. With whom you want to spend eternity, you need to spend time with God. You know, life is too short not to spend time with God, actually, with whom you want to spend eternity or eternal life with. If you don't have time for God here on earth, what's going to change when you go into eternity with him? It won't be a reality if you have no time for God. My question is, if you don't have any time for God, are you really saved? If you do not have time for someone, can you say you love them? No. So why would you say you love God if you do not spend time with him or in his word? Family of God, it's time for us to change, to fall in love with God again, to spend time with him and to get to know him through his word, so that we can truly call him our Abba Father. So I want to encourage you during this lockdown. I know some of us are working, but when you have free time, spend time with God. It is time you put aside the things that draws you away from God and run towards him. Life is too short to be running away from God. So spend time with him and run towards God and start today. God bless you all. Let me share your testimony about what I've been up to this last week. On Good Friday morning, I received a call from a pastor. It was an urgent call for food. And we responded to that call, and God gave us an assignment. And we've gone through two phases with that one pastor. And God has raised up a whole lot of other operations. We started with Operation Praise the Lord. It fed 30 families. We then did Operation Joy, which has fed 16 families. We're busy with Operation Love. It has already fed 8 families and counting. And now we're on Operation Patience, which is going to feed 55 families. And then we got the call from Malawi with the finances needed because they were going into lockdown. So we sent money there as well. God has just been amazing. You know, I've shared it with one or two of my friends, missionaries in the United States that were missionaries in Africa that were sent home because of the coronavirus and had just spent lots of money, actually gave me money. And we were able to do incredible things. You know, I look back at what we did. We've almost delivered a ton of food from my sitting room. Don't tell me you can't do exploits from God. You can. And my God is able to do even more in your life if you just hear him and do or hearken the call, follow the assignment and run it through. God bless you all. Let me pray for everyone. Father, I just pray that we'll become your disciples, Lord, that we'll really get serious with you. The time is short. Jesus, you can come back any single second. There's nothing holding you back. Help us to put off the things that would ensnare us, the things that steal our time from that which is time that we should be spending with you. Even Christian things can rob us of time with you, Lord. And so we just pray, Lord, we set our priorities right, and that you speak to us, Lord, that you just release us and release your favor and mercy over us this week. We pray your blessing over every person hearing this message. We will say of the Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, you are our God in whom we trust. And we come under your protection, under your blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Go out, spend time with God, hear his message to you, follow the assignment, and do exploits for God. You can do it. I promise you, you can. Just try. Bye-bye.